Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning and hello, Sunshines. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant. Welcome to our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. It is November 7th. Can you believe it? The first Saturday in the month of November in the year 2020. We are winding down this year together. I can't believe November has begun. I still haven't caught up from October. I'm still determined to get through all of my thank yous to everyone for my birthday. You know, the first part of the month, I was all excited on my birthday turn up. And as you all know, the last 2 weeks of October were difficult in bereavement and preparation for services. But God is in control. And, you know, we go through our moments and our spaces and time where we just need to exhale and release. And God really is the only one who can comfort our hearts and strengthen us through the challenging moments of life. And we are witnessing a very interesting time in this country all year long, but this election has been quite the interesting, as one of my little ones would say. So we just pray for peace across our country, for the peaceful transfer of power with the impending results. And we just really want to focus as faithpreneurs on what it is God is calling us to do in this moment, in this season, in this time, understanding and realizing that He has purposed us with a specific assignment on our lives, and that this assignment will help to heal some of the ills we see in the world and give us an opportunity to receive the downloads for the solutions to solve a lot of the problems, and to not let the word of God be weaponized. You know, I see some people that have just, as in times past, used religion as a way to start argument and division. And look, let's not argue over the word of God. Let's just stand in the truth of what we know, being beacons of light, extending the fruits of the Spirit in the way that we know we should, and be unifiers and bless the interactions that we have, the conversations that we engage in, the way that we show up and represent ourselves. That's my prayer, because certain things are over my pay grade, and y'all know how I feel about that. Like, Lord, you handle that. Jesus, take the wheel, because this is not anything that I can do on my own. But you will allow me the wisdom from above on how to answer and show up in a variety of circumstances. So I just want all of you to be encouraged. It's been a lot. I think so many people have been stressed out, can't sleep, looking at what's going on in the country and just like, what in the world? Because it's one thing to disagree politically. It's one thing to have differing views, but the visceral hate and just the skewing of some of the things that we've seen is just disheartening. So I just pray that our young people can be the ones to come with a fresh way of how to respect differences of opinions, but still move forward with a collective focus on what will make this world a better place and our country a better place for everyone. So that's just my two cents on it. But I will say I am so proud as an African-American woman to see the way in which the world is recognizing the power and the influence that we have on the political process, and showing that don't give up on voting and those who died so that we could have the right to vote. and be able to influence where we go as a country. I'm just saying, if women would run the world, this place would be a whole lot better. Men, you know I love you, and faith and noise are faith-based, not gender-based. So, you know, my brothers, you know I got love for you, but you got to give it to the ladies. We just know how to differ intelligently and still move forward with what's going to build nations and countries. So shout out to all the Black Girl Magic. I just had to throw that in there because that has given me some joy in my spirit as I'm watching all of some of this cray-cray play out. So enough of that. That's just my opening rhetoric for the morning, but I pray that you all are staying safe and well. There's still a real live global pandemic happening. COVID-19 is still affecting so many of us, and the economy still has challenges for those who are furloughed. I just am keeping in prayer another round of my friends who have to take furlough days because of what's going on, businesses that are in jeopardy. So this real situation that we as a country need to be focused on and get over the nonsense and let the best minds come together with a plan of action that can move us forward. And I firmly believe that it's our faith in us that'll show up in every discipline, every way, mode of industry on the planet, that God will give us the answers and we will stand in the forefront of being able to lead and move us forward as a nation. So I see some folks are here ready to greet the family. So I am at the beach. It is so beautiful today. Oh, my goodness. We just keep stopping by the water and looking out at God's majesty. And I tell you, there's nothing like the way water affects my spirit and just calms me and just to be with God. And we had a beautiful prayer out here on the water. So I said, oops, got to get back. Everybody knows it's time for the prayer call. So I'm having my blessed Zen moment, and who's that that's ready to say hello? Tell me your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for today.
Good morning. My name is Valerie Adderley from Brooklyn, New York.
Good morning, my Valerie. How are you doing?
I am doing okay. I'm grateful for this day. I'm grateful for the election, even though they haven't completed it yet. It should have been completed. And I'm just grateful for people that did their duty and voted. And I'm just grateful for you, Dr. Stacey Grant. Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you, my Valerie. I appreciate that. And I'm grateful for you and glad that you are well. It's always a joy hearing all of your voices. It gives me the blessed energy that I need as we close out one week and pray for God's continued blessings as we move into another. So thank you, my Valerie. And let me, no worries. And if you're new to the call, welcome. If someone invited you, tell them I said thank you. It's real simple here in our community. We've just consistently come together every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time just to give God some praise, to be in fellowship, share our prayer requests, our praise reports, and continue to be encouraged one for another as we do this journey called life together. I truly am thanking God for this decade that he has allowed this opportunity to happen and for us to be in fellowship. So as you all thank God and keep me in prayer, I thank him for each and every one of you and your families and the testimonies that you have shared and your resilience in knowing that we serve a God who can do all things but fail. So with that being said, let's see who else is able to unmute their lines. Press star one. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for. And for those of you, I know some of the carriers were having trouble dialing in. Really not sure how they're rectifying it. They said that some of the grids we're having some issues with some carriers, so we're trying to see what sort of workaround for those of you who might have a challenge or you know other people in the community like, I'm dialing in, but I can't get through. So, you know, I don't control the telecommunications, but I am working with our company. We've been partners since I started this call. So they apologize for any inconvenience that our community has shared, and they have made sure to compensate for that on the back end. But they're working to see what could possibly cause the issues with some of the carriers dialing into the line. So know that we heard you, and we are working on it. So who else wants to say good morning?
Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning, my darling. Go ahead and intro to the family.
This is C. Mystique, a.k.a. Celia Blackman, calling from Queens, New York. As far as the carriers are just greedy little people who decided that we must pay if we want to use our cell phones to call into these into the services. Even the workaround that I've had for my cell phone no longer works, especially after the merger.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all it is. They want us to pay per minute that we call into the free conference call lines. And T-Mobile has blocked all workarounds known right now. But that's what that headache is. And I put a blast out on them on Facebook yesterday because of their greediness, especially when every church is closed and most prayer lines are being utilizes those services who can't do Zoom.
Mm.
But greed will be greed, and they will have to deal with it eventually. I want to give a shout out to a birthday girl, Darnell.
Yes, happy birthday.
She can fuss and yell at me later. I know I'll probably hear it, but anyway, I'm doing that much.
Yes, happy birthday to our Darnell and all of the November babies. Wishing you all a happy, happy birthday. And, you know, some people are like, oh, I don't do too much for my birthday. I'm kind of low-key. I don't believe in a low-key birthday, honey, because it's another day that you are above ground. It's another day to give thanks, and I celebrate everybody else's birthday just as much as I celebrate my own. So happy birthday, my Darnell, and all of you who are turning up for the month of November. And always, Celia, thank you, Madonna.
Mm-hmm. I want to put out a public service announcement.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a community of faith-based believers. We may not be able to be with each other all the time. We may not be able to be physically near you. But one thing that Dr. Stacy has established on this line is that we are a praying community. And at any given time that there is an issue in our lives, if we can't come together physically, we can always unite together spiritually. And for you to be going through challenges, trials, and tribulations, locked up in your own head, in your own house by yourself, without the supporting prayer of a family that knows you through the Spirit and loves you through the Spirit, shame on you. Even if you don't want all your business on the call, call a brother or sister that you know is on the line and just ask us to lift up your name. That way you know that the brothers and sisters are praying for you. We are supporting you, and God knows that you have a supporter of angels here on earth as well as in heaven that is asking him to give you special care and love, because no one on this call or connected to this family should have to suffer anything alone in silence. Even if we can't be there, we can always pray and reach out. That's just a public service announcement I want to give this week. Other than that, I am fine, blessed, and highly favored of the Lord. And I'm going to have a blessed week, and I pray all have one as well.
Thank you, Vasilia. You just made me just chuckle. I love it. And I love the fact that we can share these little PSAs, but I'm chuckling because we haven't really done too many PSA announcements, so that was funny to me. But I'm glad that you made it because it is the truth. We are a community and a family. Everyone shares at their own comfort level. There's no pressure to share publicly, but please do not suffer privately. I've said that time and time again, that we're not here to do life alone. We're here to do life together. So when you connect with each other, either here on the call or in our community on Facebook and you find someone or you hear someone's voice that just resonates with you. You don't have to meet people in person to have a kinship. That's God's love transcends telecommunication lines, internet, and distance. And we just want you to just be encouraged that you have people praying for you, loving on you, even if they've never laid eyes on you. And that's the beauty of fellowship, no matter where we are on the planet. And that this community is one that I want to see grow. And, you know, between being exhausted from just planning and prep with the funeral arrangements, the emotions and the grief that came with it, all of what was happening, I'm just being deliberate in the next couple of days to just be able to sit still a little bit more. I've had to take some time off because sometimes you can't. Like, there were a couple of days where I just couldn't process much. And I'm like, okay, I know what this means. This means I just need to sit still and I need to rest so that I can hear God and that I can just be at peace with myself. Because when you're moving, doing, it takes a toll. And I share, and I say it publicly because y'all get on my case. I say, did you rest? Did you drink your water? Did you do it? And I appreciate all that, and I do take my stops and my time, but then there's sometimes where I need to be a little extended with the time to sit with God and to hear him. And, like, being out here by the water today, like, if I had a sleeping bag, I think I would just curl up and just take a long four-hour nap just out here on the beach. It is unusually warm for New York, and to be by the water is always cooler. But it's just watching God's nature, looking at the moon and the sun at the same time this morning when we were out here. It just reminds us that we stand under an open heaven, that God is in control, that why worry when we can pray? So all of that to say, if you're going through something or if life is hitting you on the blind side, just say, look, keep me lifted in prayer. You don't have to get into the details. If you want to call or send word to me separately, you're more than able to do that. But you might call one of the other prayer warriors. Look, I'm not the only one that pray on this call. We got a whole slew of them that are here, willing and able to be in prayer with you, to be supportive. You heard Celia's voice, Roz, Darnell, Jason, Minister LaTanya Boyd, Darnell. Like, I can go through all the names, D. Terrell. There's so many, and that's why we all come together, because we all know the word of prayer works, and we're all developing our strength on this journey. Because it's not for the faint of heart. You know, the race is not given to the swift, but to those who endure. And we have to endure. And in that endurance, God strengthens us. In that endurance, he heals us. In that endurance, he directs us. In that endurance, he encourages us. And we're able to put one foot in front of the other and keep moving in the direction that he has already predestined and preordained for our lives. So be encouraged, and thank you for that, Marcelia. Let me see who else is.
Good morning to you. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar, y'all. I have not been able to get on, and I just want to say you are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued. I've spoken with Darnell, so everyone keep Darnell in prayer. And she has a meeting this morning. I don't know if she slipped in or not, but keep her in prayer. And yes, Doc, what you're saying, y'all reach out. DM somebody. You know, they can act crazy if they want to, but if God told you to DM that person because they spoke to your spirit, to say, hey, I know you because of a VIP prayer call, and you spoke to my spirit. Do you have time to share? Because you said some things that helped me. Yeah, we got to stop being scared. You know, we got to stop being scared. Read Proverbs 3, the Message version. And y'all, you know, we done went through 4 years of craziness. This is time we all need help. And community is very important. Dennis the Menace doesn't like us to lock arms. Go read Nehemiah, the story of Nehemiah. Really get into your Bible study, because y'all, what's happening with us now? What's happening back then? The only thing they didn't have electricity. You know, they didn't have moving cars, but they still had a means to do whatever. And we're blessed in this time and dispensation to have
things that are more advanced. But y'all, if you get into your Bible and read, you're gonna say, Lord, you're a comedian. I think he was the first comedian out there. He got jokes. And the thing about it is that everything, y'all, was going on back then that's happening now, just more advanced. So, Dr. Stacy, I love you. I'm glad you're sitting by the water. I had to close my eyes while you were talking and just remember when my husband and I did our vows on South Beach a couple of years ago. And, y'all, water is freeing. Water, Dr. Stacy, I don't know if you remember this from science, but and I don't know if D-Terrell is on, but the water to hold hydrogen and oxygen together, it has to be God, because it's not the normal binder for what I remember from science, that everything had a binder that held it together. So I just think that these are the moments that God says, I am God, and be still and know. And the stillness is active because we want to be in deep commune time with the Father. So I thank you all for your prayers and those who reached out, because we went through a special time, four in a row, but I still promote www.griefshare.org. Don't do it by yourself, y'all. Don't do it by yourself. Make plans if the family doesn't want to join in. Make plans. It makes it easier on people because we never know what's going to happen. And Proverbs talks about our wisdom and our insight. And we've got to trust the Lord. I want to say, Doc, I had like 10 people last week, and I'm hoping that they were able to get, 2 weeks ago, to get on. Y'all keep sharing with people, because something's going to come out in the 30 minutes or the hour or the 2 hours. It's going to bless someone's soul. I have a friend on, Janice. I don't know if she'll talk. Janice, you can do *1 if you want to talk. But keep her in prayer, keep marriages in prayer, keep those who are grieving in prayer, keep our children in prayer. And I want to say this, Doc, those who might be on the call, it doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, or Libertarian. The number one position is that we are advocates of the kingdom. We are heaven's advocates here on earth. Y'all, don't ask God. Don't get into a debate session if that's not your strong suit. Don't get in a debate session if you cannot hold on. If you cannot hold on to the fruit of the Spirit, don't do it. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. Just pray.
No need.
Keep on praying. Okay. Y'all can hear my husband in the background, Dr. Stacy. We've got an appointment.
I sure do.
So on mute. He has not had no chocolate milk. And y'all just keep everything in
place. You better go get my brother his chocolate milk. You better go get her his chocolate milk.
I love y'all.
Don't
I
let
heard
him
you.
Be waiting.
Terrell, I heard you. I love y'all and I miss y'all.
And I agree with everything you just said, too.
Love you. And thank you. And tell my brother I said my love. And I'm going to get you if you don't get his chocolate milk. But I appreciate you. And
okay,
definitely. Thank you for sharing the information constantly. And, I've reiterated it about Grief Share because it's an outlet and a resource for so many people who are dealing. And, some of us are able to deal with it differently. And there's no judgment on it. You've got to get God on the main line so that you can tell him what you need, what you want, because he's the only one that can comfort the brokenhearted. So thank you for sharing that, my darling. And yes, I do hear D. Terrell here in the background. So I'm going to let her go on ahead.
I am bouncing on my trampoline, just happy and grateful to be here and to be alive and to just be on this call with you. Just wonderful, blessed, and just amazing people. And I definitely agree with my sister when she was just saying that we have to be kingdom people. We are that first before Democrat, Republican, or Libertarian, and we have to keep our wits about us. And definitely, this is definitely the time for self-care and to just really press in hard with just being still and knowing that I am God, that Psalm 46:10. We definitely get to practice that. It's not like a must. We get to do it because we have free will, and I just think that is just so wonderful and just a blessing. And, of course, I'm thankful for you, Dr. Stacy, for my husband, my family, my daughter, and my two grand fur babies, Nebula and Orion. I was never a cat person before. If you asked me what kind of pet I would want, I would say a dog. But my daughter has these two cats. They are hysterical. Oh, my God. They just tickle me. The stuff that they do, and they're just so entertaining. And, oh, my God, they just bring so much joy. And I'm just so grateful to be able to experience that.
Aw. Well, you know, it depends on when I like the felines, you know, because sometimes they got a little attitude, child. And I'm like, I don't know.
I was like that too, because they do, all the ones I met before these two, they did have an attitude, and they would be like, they don't want to talk to you, and you'd be talking to them, and they would just be you know, and dogs just like love you unconditionally. They happy, like you're coming up to the door and you could hear them scratching the door and jumping up and down because they're so excited to see you. And cats are different, but not these two cats. And one last thing I just wanted to announce, that my Belly Jelly Challenge is starting on Monday, this coming Monday, November 9th at 9:30. And please forgive me if I haven't been so good about posting the 13 different tips, because now we're on day 12, and tomorrow's the last tip of possible causes of jelly belly. I actually made videos, and I've been trying to post some of them, but hopefully people can know to, if they want to get all the 13 tips, that they can go to Christian Women Fitness on Facebook. It's a Facebook page. And just look at all the different tips and stuff like that. So thank you. I'm just so excited to be doing this again. And I am jumping on this trampoline, trying to be quiet and not just be running like a crazy woman on it to make so much noise. But I am just glad to be able to be in the land of the living and moving my body and taking care of it. Back to you, Dr. Stacy.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And yes, please post, even if they're expired already, with the 13 tips, still put them in.
Okay.
We'll put the 13 tips in so that we can all take a look at them and read them and be able to utilize them. So the tips don't expire. They're still
no,
good.
No, they don't. That's true.
Oh, gosh. Tips don't expire. So that's...
Are we still on?
So, yes, I'm sorry. I just I hit the mute button for a second there. But thank you for sharing that. And I just had a meeting yesterday about something exciting that we're going to launch. But I'm going to wait for all the details before I actually share that out in the group. But I'm really excited about it, just promoting our Faithpreneur Fitness, right? Because
Yay!
We want to be able to be healthy and do the things that we are put on this planet to do. So that's a big part of, has always been, one of the cornerstones of Destiny Designers University. And now it was just a blessing the way the meeting happened, and that this will be something for us to spread the word and share it out and just challenge ourselves virtually to be able to stay fit. So I am excited about that. So stay tuned. That's why I need to sit still, so that all these other pieces and everything that God has been giving me, I can really move them forward, because time is of the essence, and we're going to finish our fourth quarter strong. That is my story, and I'm sticking to it. So
and
that
I
is the deal. So,
Faithpreneur Fitness.
Yes, Faithpreneur Fitness. Yes, yes, yes. So I'm
this
so
is the time when F's are good.
I'm excited. So it's all about doing it together, you know, and just really just encouraging one another, because there is no there's no other way to do it but together. That's all I can say. You just got to do it together. So that is my story for today. And that Jelly Belly Challenge, I'm going to do my best. Make sure you ping me so that I can share it out again and let people know about the challenge, because this bitch will fat got to go, honey.
It does.
You know.
It does. You don't want to carry that into 2021.
No. Mine has been slowly going, and I'm grateful. And, you know, just consistency with anything. My pastor used to always preach that discipline begins in the Word of God. And, you know, your fellowship and your time with God and what you put first. And when you say that you put him first, how does that show up in the time that you give him and the time that you carve out for prayer outside of our Saturday Facebook VIP prayer call? I pray that you are praying, right? That you have your time set aside to read his word. You have your time set aside for worship. You have your time set aside to just sit with God. And that discipline creates the discipline that you need in the other areas of your life, the same discipline that you need with your finances and, you know, paying your tithes and being good stewards of what it is that you have. It creates the same discipline in your work ethic and your ability to complete tasks that you start on, you know, not have a whole lot of open-ended assignments or projects that never get to completion because you haven't created the discipline to get it done. The discipline that it requires in your health and wellness, and it does require discipline. And all of this we need to pray on so that God can give us the strength to stay the course when we're doing the work. So drinking our water, getting up to commit to moving every day. And moving doesn't mean you have to go run a marathon every single day. It can be the movements that D'Terrell shares with tapping at your desk, walking up the stairs instead of taking an elevator, taking a leisurely stroll around your block, but just something to move. When you create the discipline, you start to feel off if you're not doing it. Because there'll be days where something will happen or your schedule will be off and you might miss a day, but you don't get caught up in staying in that rut. You're like, okay, well, tomorrow, let me just get a little extra time in. Let me drink a little bit more water. Let me do something that's going to get me back on track. And then your discipline starts to get stronger and deeper and more rooted. So some of you who have created your spiritual discipline, you would feel like you didn't brush your teeth if you didn't pray. Like, that's just a part of what you do every day, right? And you want to get to the point where drinking your water is like brushing your teeth. You want to get to the point where you move, even if you're not moving fast, but you're moving. You're doing something, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It's creating that harmony. That's what I really want to see for our faithpreneurs, is understanding how to create that harmony. Balance, that's a challenge. Balance always gives me vision of trying to hold and juggle 20 million things. And that is a level of stress that I am not trying to incorporate in my life. But harmony is working towards a good flow of how you operate. Some days you'll be stronger in other areas and you're still developing another, and that's fine. But you're moving in the direction of creating that harmony, that you're figuring out what works for you. What's the time that I need to dedicate in one space and place in my life that I haven't given that attention? And when you start moving towards that harmony, then you're at peace. Then you're not obsessing over what you think you have to control and what you think you need to do. God is in control. And you just pray for the strength and the wisdom to use time wisely to create the disciplines in the areas where you haven't been as disciplined so that you can show up as the best version of who you are on a daily basis. And that's a challenge for all of us every day. Now, I know I ain't perfect, but each day I'm working towards, pressing towards that mark. And that's the beauty of fellowship. That's the beauty of us being together as a community. That's the beauty of understanding that God sees past our faults. He sees our hearts. He knows our needs. And he will strengthen us. He just waits for us to pray to him for the strength instead of sitting down here thinking we can solve everything on our own. That's when we get it messed up. But once we start praying and seeking his face, then we can exhale like, ooh, woosah. Okay, Lord, you got that. Just give me the strength. Okay. I do a whole lot of woosah. Look, I'll stop in the middle. of whatever. I'm like, whoa, hold on. They're like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, whoa, I got to talk to Jesus. I need an immediate deliverance before something go left, Lord, before something go left. Help me. So I'm just saying, that has worked for me to keep my sanity. I'm just sharing it with you. And I hope that you can be encouraged by it, because that's real life. We're going to have our good days, we're going to have our not-so-good days, and we're going to have some questionable days. But the difference between us and the rest of the world is that we told everybody that with our free will, we believe God is real. With our free will, we have chosen to serve and obey him. With our free will, we want to use everything that he has given us for good. So we have to stand on that testimony and work it out day by day with the strength of God and the fellowship of the saints. So, Dutrell, you know, you always get me stirred up on a different tangent, but thank you for sharing that information. And make sure I know about the Jelly Belly Challenge, because, honey, I want to be sexy in my ending days. On the
Lord,
planet, I'm trying to get all this visceral fat out the way. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Dr. Stacy. And I agree with everything you just said, too. And discipline begets discipline. So I agree with you. If you start it in one area, and that's the best area to start it in, is in with God first, then it'll be easier to be disciplined in all the other areas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that is the good news of the gospel. So I appreciate you. And I'm going to see who else wants to share. Today I am looking forward to a family day. So after my workout, two things to do, and then just kind of unwinding. Jesus and I have an appointment. He got to sit my tail feather down for a minute so we can do some things. So I'm looking forward to getting that done. But I do have a little surprise for one of my Girl Check sisters that I walk with, and they just went to our little breakfast nook, and they're allowing me to finish up the call, and we have a surprise for one of the ladies whose birthday is coming up on Monday. So I won't cut the call short, but we'll go through our fellowship. I'll share the scripture and pray, and then I'll leave the line open when I tiptoe back over just so I can sing happy birthday to my girlfriend. And then if those of you who are still on and fellowshipping, you know, can continue before we close out. So who else is here and able to unmute their line by pressing *1, telling us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for today?
Good morning, everyone. It's LaDrine Peterson from Fort Washington, Maryland. Hey, Dr. Stacy. Hey, everyone else.
Hey, LaDrine.
So this morning, I am grateful for versatility. Like, this call this morning has just given me life. Like, I, from the laughter, like, your first chuckle, I was like, oh, okay, because we can pretty much tell your mood when you're first on the call. And so I already knew it was going to be a moment of entertainment. And then when Ross' husband chimes in, like, look, lady, I was trying to give you your time. I need my milk. That was a whole different thing. And then coming behind it, like, it's I definitely need that Jelly Belly information, so please post it, and any tips or whatever you have, because everybody has been sending me cakes and sweets, and that's not going very well with the belly thing, so we need to get that figured out. But yeah, so I'm so thankful for the versatility in this call. Like, you never know what you're going to get on a given moment. And my throat is sore from speaking yesterday, so I'm trying to keep it low and whatever. But, like, through you all, I'm sitting up here laughing. So I don't know whether it's making it better or worse. But I so appreciate each and every one of you all. And for Celia, like, it's like we joke around and we play, and then you just go real serious, like you just did. Like, you went to a whole nother level of laughing, ha ha ha, and then you got real serious about water. And I'm like, okay, so you got my emotions all over the place this morning. But I appreciate each and every one of y'all on this line. but you sincerely never know what you might get when you're on the line. But I'm so appreciative of it. We had like a serious week of stressful moments of ups and downs, and it's just that reminder of just sit down, sit your little self down, and God has already worked it out. So, again, just want to say that I appreciate you all, and I have to jump off at 10 o'clock for the remainder of the conference. But love you all, and thank you all for the entertainment, the blessings, and the lessons.
Oh, absolutely. Love you, love you, love you. And just continue to share your voice and inspire all of those that are, you know, listening and being inspired by you. Doing it, girl. So proud of you. So continue to just shine.
Amen. Thank you.
You are welcome. You are welcome. All right. So I think I heard somebody else.
I'm Janice. Roz mentioned my name. She invited me on this morning.
Okay. Welcome to the call. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, I'm grateful for her. She's been a true friend. She's been... we go to the same church, and so, and she's been, you know, in my life since then, since I met her at Boston Market. I was going through some things, and, you know, then, you know, I ended up joining her church, and so I've enjoyed her presence, but she just put me on the call because I had texted her about some news, and so she put it out there about marriage, and so I'm seeking prayer. She said, don't be, you know, fearful. But I am asking for prayer. For just strength and for me to just know that God is able and that God is working it out for my good, for my husband's good, for his glory. You know, whatever he's doing it for him to get the glory. Even if it don't feel right, seem right, whatever it is, I know it's all about him. And I've been told he wants to, you know, he filed for a divorce, but I don't know. He hasn't presented me with anything yet. But I just ask for prayer for my marriage, for his relationship, for our relationship with God, to stay focused, and just that we would just seek God, and that he would just allow God to cover him. And that I just stay tuned to what God has.
Amen. Amen. And you said your first name was Janice, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I had it right. Well, Janice, thank you for unmuting to let us know that you were here and taking the invitation from Roz to join our family. So welcome to the family. We are wrapping you up in love and prayers over your marriage, and the fact that you have just given it over to God. We know that he will put all the pieces of the puzzle in its place, whichever he decides, whatever his will is that you surrender to accept God's will. And we know that God can do all things but fail. So we put it before us with an expectancy of God answering your prayer. He knows the desires of your heart. He knows whatever your husband is going through. We ask for God to rest and touch his mind, and that he will give you the strength for the days ahead. And we know that God can do all. Once again, remember, he can do all things but fail, and he has the final say. So we will touch and agree with you and just continue to lift up your prayers for strength.
Thank you.
You are welcome, my darling. You are welcome. All right. Anybody else that is also here? It might be new, like Janice, and, you know, we appreciate that she unmuted so we could love on her. Anyone else wants to share at this time? Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for. Just press star one. And while I see a caller trying to unmute, so if you don't get through, we'll try to open up. Okay.
Good morning, Sunshine.
Good morning.
Oh, goodness.
How are you, my brother?
Good. How are you?
I am well. I am well. My brother. Not go complain.
It won't help that much anyway. So I mean, you know, so what's the point? Anyway, for those who don't know, this is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm grateful for life, for good health and strength, my family, my friends, my church community, for this community, my extended family, as I call them. Excuse me. Will agree about this election. They need to wrap this thing up. But like we've been saying, it doesn't matter who the president is, but we all know who the king is. So that supersedes all the other stuff. So I'm sure most of us know who we're going for. We won't. See, but one thing about me, debates I don't get into, like politics and religion, I don't do that. So, but anyway, I know where I'm going with this. So we all know who the king is, so that supersedes everything else. I don't think there's anything else. I'm just grateful for just to be here. Get myself together. I guess I might call this a public service announcement, but get close to the holidays. So I went and got me one of these Amazon Fire tablets. These things are pretty nice. It's like, got 32 gigs of, 8 inch screen, 32 gigs of storage. It's only $55.
Well, thank you for sharing that. As it is the time and place where a lot of people are organizing and encouraging and putting things in order. So appreciate you, my brother. And I see somebody else is also muted, so just go right ahead. All right, who just unmuted their line? Tell your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for. Somebody has some background noise. So I just muted the line just because there was a little bit of background noise. I will open back up, but I wanted to just go to the scripture and go back to something that Roz has been sharing with Proverbs 3. The whole Bible is filled with lesson after lesson and story after story and reminder of who God is and just how he moves in our lives. And Proverbs 3, most of us focus on verse 5, which says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. But the entire scripture has so many lessons, and Proverbs just teaches in a way that it gives you a little bit of insight into the wisdom of God and how he shares and directs and leads each and every one of us. And I want to read actually from 1-7. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Now, just starting there, when we see these things going on in the world and the challenges from the trauma of COVID-19, and as Pastor Freddie Haynes would say, the pandemic of 1619, and all the things that we're going through now, even looking and waiting to see what the outcome of the elections are. I love this line right here that says, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add unto thee. What adds that peace? Not forgetting God's law and keeping his commandments, following his will, doing the thing that he has called us to do. And 3 says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Like, let's not forget common decency, that the truth is the truth. The truth don't need defending. It's understanding and realizing that God is in control, and that if we can continue to just trust him and do his will, keep them around our necks. That means in everything that we do our best to let the fruits of the Spirit be seen. Write them on the table of our heart. We can disagree. We can argue. We can be on opposite sides of the fence, but if there's a passion and a love and truth and mercy that is your moral compass, it helps you to operate in a different way. It helps you to show up differently. So thou shalt find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So not just in the sight of God, like, of course, we want to do the right thing. We want to be good stewards of what God has given us. But this is saying in the sight of God and man. So as we live with our neighbors, as we commune with one another, that we're doing things that operate from the spirit of love, truth, peace, mercy. At least that's the kind of world I want to live in. And five, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. The verse that a lot of us hear and say, because when we start to try to figure out on our own, that's when we get tripped up. That's when we get confused, right? But in all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. That's the part right there. As the kids would say, that right there is what we need to do. That right there is what's going to help us when we acknowledge God and allow him to direct our paths and we not try to direct where we think we should be going, right? Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Sometimes we think something could be so right, we can be so justified, it's so good, and we're so far from God's will or so far from what it is. And the mind is a tricky place. That's where the enemy attacks. That's where he tries to go after people, because he knows if he can get in your mind, he can take a seat and then take up occupancy and trip you up on the promises of God. So that's why it's on us to make sure that we stay the course daily, that we do the things that we are called to do, that we're in a place and a space that is going to allow us to show up as good stewards of what God has given us. And if we acknowledge him in everything, he will put the right pieces of the puzzle in its place. He will direct our paths. He will lead us. He will guide us. He will comfort us. He will console us. He will elevate us. He will do all the things that are necessary for us to be able to function at our best capacity. So just be encouraged. You know, we talked a little bit about what we're seeing play out. But at the end of the day, let's remember our duty is to be good stewards. Our duty is to be a good example. We don't want people looking at us saying, well, why should I serve God? Look at how cray-cray they are, and look at what they're doing. Let's not try to talk about we can put Jesus up on the shelf and then cuss people out and then come back and get Jesus off the shelf and keep moving. Let's be consistent with how we operate so we can win souls for the Lord. That folks are like, wow, you know, maybe there is something about serving God. Maybe there is something about the peace that passes all understanding. Maybe I should try to investigate a personal relationship with God for myself, that I don't need to borrow somebody else's testimony, that I can truly learn who this man Jesus is. Who do they say I am? And be able to develop that on your own. So with that, I'm going to pray, and then I'll open back up for those who might not have had a chance to share this morning. So, dear God, we just come to you on this Saturday, on another day that you've allowed us to see in our right mind and body. We thank you for just being God all by yourself. We thank you for the way you work and you move that is beyond our comprehension and our human understanding. But in your wisdom and in the light of which you have shared and shown us, that we can see your handiwork in every piece of our lives when we surrender them to you. So we just thank you for grace and mercy. We thank you for allowing us to wake up to see another day. It is a gift that we want to unwrap carefully, and we want to appreciate the breath that flows through our bodies and not take it for granted. So many didn't live to see this November 7, 2020. So we don't take it for granted that we're here, and we want to honor the lives of those who transitioned by how we live. Let their light and their legacy be a testimony and encouragement of how we move forward in the way in which we show up in the world each and every day. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. So, Lord, we're praying for the comfort that only you can bring for all who have been in positions of bereavement at different points throughout this year and most recently in these last couple of weeks and months. So we just lift up the hearts of your people who are dealing with the stages of grief. We ask you to comfort their hearts, to wrap them in love, to help them to feel those who are around and able to support them as they go through the stages of grief. And thank you for organizations like GriefShare that are able to support individuals on this difficult journey. You know how difficult it is, but only you can put those pieces of our hearts back together when they're broken from the transition and the loss of those that we love. Conversely, Lord, we thank you for life, and we thank you for the birthdays that you have added, for those who are able to see another birthday and being able to just give you thanks. And we thank you for all of those in our community who are celebrating birthdays. We thank you for Darnell and adding another year to her life yesterday. We just praise you for just the way in which, even in the hardest of times, you can still bring a smile to our hearts. So we just lift up a praise and a thanks for how you're moving in each and everyone's life. Lord, we pray also for those who are in positions of healing and in need of the healing angels being dispatched to their bedside, those who are recuperating from COVID, those who have other ailments that are happening, fighting through cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes. Help us to be proactive in the things that we can eliminate from challenges with our health by the way that we take care of our bodies. Give us the strength and help us to learn how to pray for the way to be disciplined in our health and wellness so that we can do the things that you have commanded us to do. We pray, dear Lord, for those who are going through financial challenges with this economy the way it is, people on furlough, businesses challenged and closing. We know that you can open up doors and make way out of no way. So you said you'd never see the righteous go begging bread. So we thank you in advance for whatever way you will continue to work out and to put in place for those who are in need of deliverance at this moment. And that in the midst of what we see, there's still businesses starting, money being made, opportunities being pursued for those who are continuing to look up to you from whence cometh our help. So we thank you for the victories that are happening even in the midst of the storm, and that's only through your grace and your mercy. Father, we come with a special prayer for relationships right now, for marriages that are under attack. We pray for our sister Janice, and we will continue to lift her up and ask that you give her the strength to deal with what she is facing now. We present a husband to you. You know it all. And we just come before you and ask you to have mercy, to put each piece of the puzzle in its place, and to give your daughter a new testimony in her mouth so that she can continue to win souls for you and to share the good news of the gospel, even in the middle of what doesn't seem like it can work. You can change anything in the twinkling of an eye. And you said that your word will never return unto you void. So we will continue to call on your word, to speak your word, and to know that you can do all things but fail. So we glorify you and we magnify your holy and your righteous name. And we just praise you that you see past our faults, Lord. You see our needs. We thank you, Lord, that you forgive us for our sins. You know, all of the ways in which we might have fallen outside of your will and your way. We thank you for forgiveness and correction in your word. And we just ask you to cover us and to strengthen us in our human flaws and errors and give us the ability to learn, grow, and develop our faith muscle each and every day in this thing called life, and to look at all that you've already done as examples of what you are able to do, and that you always have our best interests at heart. So we thank you for this time that we have carved out to lift up a prayer and a praise together as a family, that we don't suffer in silence, but we ask for help. We thank you, Lord, for our caregivers and those who are taking care of our elders, that you strengthen them and help them to be able to serve from their overflow and not be limited on their capacity to do the things that they need to do. And we pray for our children, that you cover and keep them. So many distractions in the world today, ask you to keep their minds focused on you and that they get the grounding that they need as children, so when they're old, they will not depart from it. We pray against the spirit of depression and suicide that is running so rampant, the abuse that has gone up, spousal abuse and all sorts of challenges that are happening in communities because of the trauma that folks are experiencing. We just come before you right now. We cancel and clear any plan of the enemy to destroy your people. We cancel and clear those thoughts of suicide that are running through the minds of your people, Lord. We come against it all, and we ask for the strength for each one who is going through challenge to not suffer in silence, to ask for the professional help, the licensed individuals that are able to help them move in a positive direction, those who need medication, that they're able to get it, that there's no shame in whatever folks are going through, that they get the resources that are available to help them. And a special prayer for our children and our educators that are going through so much in virtual learning, and we don't know what's ahead. Just cover each and every one of them. Help our children who are finding it difficult to be in these virtual experiences. Give them the strength to be able to not have their educational career derailed by these adjustments that are being made, and cover the educators and the principals and the presidents of schools that have such hard choices to make during this time, and they have their own families that they are also dealing with. So my personal friends in those roles, Lord, I'm lifting them up to you and asking you to cover them and keep them as they make decisions on behalf of all the children in their building as well as their family. And we just thank you for continuing to show us that you are God, that we stand under an open heaven, and that you will download to us the answers, the witty ideas, and the inspiration to be a part of the solutions that we need to see in the marketplace. So we will not forget to give you all the glory and all the praise as you work through each and every one of us. So all these things we ask in your name. I thank you for the work you have given me to do, the platform that you allowed me to have, help me to do what it is that you've called me to do in this season. And I will not forget to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise, and cover my family and be with each and every one that's working with me in collaboration on the team and partnership. The new team members that will have to be onboarded. I just put it all before the cross so that we can be found together in you doing our part to live each day in alignment with your will for our lives. For Christ's sake, I pray. Amen. Okay, family. So I've opened back up the line as I walk down to be able to sing happy birthday to my girlfriend. But if you did not get to unmute yourself earlier and you wanted to share this morning, you can do that now by pressing star one. Oops, I just muted the line. Okay, back open again. So, yep, anybody else who wants to share before we officially close out our call for this morning? And thank you all for catching the replays on our podcast platform, going to Faith and Our Media, and staying connected with us there. Ooh. Oh, boy, I left my mask. I got to turn back around. Okay, I'm not hearing anybody else, so
Dr. Stacy.
One more person. Yes, there.
Okay, I'm going to give you my scripture for this week, Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And my word, I'm sticking to it.
Thank you, Darren. Appreciate you, my brother.
You too. Love you.
Love you, Mo. And there's nothing you can do back.
All right.
All right. So I don't hear
on YouTube.
Oh, yes. And subscribe on YouTube so we can get our channel art going. Thank you, D2L. Love you guys. All right, I'm going to wrap up and scoot on down so that I can be on time for the surprise cake. Hopefully it's a healthy one after we done did our walk. But I just had one little piece, Deidre, one little piece. I don't want too much Jilly Billy.
All right, family. Have a blessed day. Stay encouraged. And by the grace of God, we'll be back on same time, same place next week. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.